Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'm not sure how many of you have a favorite Bible passage. Some of you probably even have a few favorite Bible passages. For many, it would be Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Many others might select John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Might be many, many other passages. Romans 10:17 happens to be one of mine. In fact, I have it on the bottom of all of my emails. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is that word of Christ. Another one of my favorite passages happens to be our text from today, from 1 Peter chapter 3. "Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear then, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." The message here is really quite simple. With Christ reigning as Lord in our hearts, fear is replaced with courage. Courage to suffer, courage to speak, courage to live in hope, and the courage to do so with gentleness and respect toward all. Now, I know that's asking a lot, especially in this time we're living in right now. But I also know that it is not something that we can ever do on our own. Rather, it is something that happens in us as Christ reigns in our hearts. In other words, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. And the one who changes hearts is Jesus. He established his kingdom, his reign in you on the day of your baptism, setting up a little throne in your tiny little heart if you were baptized as an infant, or setting it up in a little bit bigger heart if you were older when that day came. And then he continues to grow that kingdom in us, revealing his strength and holiness in us through his word and spirit, building up your courage, which of course always starts with growing faith and hope in Christ in our hearts. The more one then lives in hope, the easier it becomes to speak of our faith to others. The more prepared we are to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Now, I got to tell you, I really don't like that translation there. The word defense in Greek is apologia, which really means to explain. It seems to me in our day and age when you hear defense, you start thinking football. Defense, defense, defense. Or maybe you think of an attorney getting you off the hook. And that's not really what's being talked about here. Rather, it is to be able to give an explanation. The context is that when someone notices your behavior, your attitude to be different from the crowd, well, that it stands out to them as being exceptional, courageous. And they ask you, what makes you different? What makes you act that way, think that way? You are then able, with a few friendly winsome words to explain. Perhaps saying something as simple as, I don't know that there's really anything exceptional about me, but I do know that Jesus lives in my heart, and that changes everything for me. Perhaps even adding to that a little question, what's he been doing in your heart lately? Gentle, respectful, simple and clear explanation of why we live in hope, and that why always is connected to that name, Jesus. Why we live in hope. Explanation of how the fear in our heart is being replaced with courage. The courage to speak, even to suffer, with gentleness and respect to all. As the Holy Spirit works this faith in us, which we always have to note, He does through the power of God's Word, which is why it's so important that we, as God's people, regularly spend time in God's Word. This is, in fact, what happens in our Faith, Hope, Love ministry, and why we are seeing that ministry changing lives in such wondrous ways. What happens is the Holy Spirit grows in us an attitude that says, even if I should suffer for righteousness' sake, I will be blessed. That, my friends, is courage. The courage that comes when Christ rules in your heart. Which gets us back to the saying at the beginning we started with, the heart of the matter is a matter of our hearts. If Christ is seated at the throne in our heart, our lives are being changed. You will be changed. Change in how you live, change in how you think, a change in your attitude that brings out gentleness and respect to all. You know, one thing I've noticed God has been working on in me lately is changing the goal that I have in conversations. Moving me away from a goal that tries to win every argument. Try to change people's minds. And moving me toward a goal that simply is to show them the love of Christ Jesus. That He would open their mind and their heart so that their hearts would no longer be so fearful or troubled. I heard an interesting story the other day as I was listening to a blog. Two guys, Christians, were on a corner witnessing for Christ. Someone came up to them to harass them and debate with them. Well, they had just no interest. They knew that wasn't the right thing to do. They refused to get sucked into the argument and finally decided just to walk away. But as they were walking away, one of the Christians turned around and said to the guy who was challenging them, Jesus loves you. Well, the guy said back, no, He doesn't. So the Christian said, yes, He does. No, He doesn't. And all of a sudden he was yelling, Jesus loves you. And before he knew it, they were wrestling on the street corner. Trying to prove the other guy that Jesus loved him. That's not the way to do anything, is it? That's the trap of the law. And it is always, always the gospel that changes people. The gospel that changes hearts. Because it is through the gospel that fearful and troubled hearts are made to be courageous. how you, my friends, are given the courage to suffer, the courage to speak, the courage to live in hope, and the courage to do so with gentleness and respect for all. May Christ so reign in our hearts this day and forever. Amen. And may this peace and courage of God